everyone, and welcome back to Storytime with Sophie and Tanya. This week, we're going to talk about funny stories. Now, Tanya, why don't you start us off? Did anything funny happen to you today?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, actually, it's funny that you ask that. I was in French class, and we were talking about camping supplies, but there was one word no one knew. The word was matches, but the teacher decided to let us guess what the word was, and that didn't go well. So we were in class, and she decided to point at different things to have us guess the word. And she started pointing at the lights and saying, "What does this do?" And everyone started yelling out different things, but there was this one girl who I think wasn't paying attention. So all of a sudden, she yells out, "Tinfoil." And everyone looked at her, but didn't know what she was talking about. And she was like, "That's not what we were talking about." And everyone was like, "No." And the teacher started laughing. And then she said no and started flicking the lights on and off. And we didn't know what she was talking about. And she and everyone yelled out, "Light, shining, shone." And she kept saying no. And she kept flicking the lights on and off. And then she went like this and said, "It's kind of like this." And what is this? And a bunch of people were saying flashlight, lamp, oil. We didn't know what it was. And, you know, thinking back on this, it's probably not a whole lot of funny. But it did sound a little funny then. Because people kept saying things like, torch. We didn't know what she was talking about, so everyone was like, and people kept screaming out, "Torch, lamp, light," and someone even said flint and steel, because she's like doing this, she's making some movement, like she says you kind of do it with sticks or with rocks and things like that, and people didn't know what to say, and It was just hectic because it was the whole class screaming out different things, and then afterwards she just gave up. She sat back in her seat and she says, "You guys are impossible. I was talking about matches." And everyone was thinking, what does anything she pointed to or said have to do with matches? Because she would make like a size gesture with her hands and it would be like more than 5 inches, and we were like, how are we supposed to get a match like this, 1 inch, 2 inches from this? So it was at least now she knows not to play charades with us.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Storytime with Tanya and Sophie. Tune in next week for more stories.